All right, welcome back for Pirkei Avot and Beth. This is going to be a short one today. Just pull it up. We are up to Mishnah Perek Bet, Mishnah Dalet 2-4. And let's get started. So the words are a little bit poetic. So this is a conversation between a Kaddish Baruch Hu and a member of the tribe, a member of Bnei Yisrael. Hu Ayomer, he would say, Asei Ratzono, do as Hashem's will, as if it were your own will, you as an individual. Batel Ratzonecha, set aside your will in the face of Hashem's will. So that Hashem may set aside the will of others for the sake of your will, because you are doing the will of Hashem. It goes both ways, it's a two-way street. Do not separate yourself from the seaboard, do not separate yourself from the community. Do not believe in yourself until the day you die. Come out. Do not judge your friend until you've reached his place. Do not think that we cannot be understood. In the end, it will be understood. Say not, when I have time, I will study. Perhaps you will never have a chance. Unfortunately, with this pandemic going around, so many deaths, I'm sure the people who are sick are like, if only I had more time to do this and that. There's a famous story. I'll start with this. There was a businessman by the name of Lou Berg, and he goes to the doctor. He's extremely ill. And they basically say, doctor says to him, come back tomorrow for the results. Lubberg's like, I don't got time for tomorrow. I have a flight to Hong Kong to go here, I have to go there. I have a big business and no time even for family. And the doctor says, Lou, you better make time. Goes up and this is like, I'm sorry to tell you, you have cancer. He's like, why do I care? You only have 6 months to live. He's like, 6 months? Why do I care about going to Tokyo? Why do I care about my business deal in Korea? Why do I care about Japan? I have 6 months left to live. I could have spent that time with family. We need to take every opportunity to do mitzvah, to do chesed. We said, Shimon HaTzadik, the world says the three things, Al Torah, Avodah, and Gevurah HaTzadik. We can't let any opportunity of chesed, mitzvahs, davening, and learning go to waste. Rabbi said, this is real. This is real. The Bartanura says, what does it mean make Hashem's will like your will? That means that spread your money on doing things of Shemaim like your will, meaning as if you were spreading them for your own things, as if you will do this. Make Hashem's will your own will, meaning say that He will give you the good with a generous eye. Pirkei Avos also says that. Bartanura also says, like Yonatan Kohen Gadol, who served, did not believe in yourself until the day you died. Why? Are you not supposed to believe in yourself? No, you should believe in yourself, but at the same time, you shouldn't become arrogant. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was the Kohen Gadol for 80 years. And in the end, says the Maseches Brachos, Parak Chavtat Amar Alif, that he became a Saduki. 80 years of being a Sadiq, 80 years of being a Kohen Gadol, all went to waste. Do not separate yourself from the community, says the Maseches Taina Yer Alif Amar Alif. Or rather, share in the troubles, as if anyone who separates from the community will not live up to the consolation in the congregation.
One of the beautiful things that is coming out of this pandemic, that everyone is reaching out to each other. There are people who I haven't spoken to in like 4 or 5 years that are reaching out to me, seeing how I am. The community, people are going shopping for other families that are in quarantine. People are helping each other. It's like chesed is in. We're once again doing chesed. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, "V'lo ha-medrash v'lo min ha-ekar." The beast medrash is not the ekar, rather mitzvahs, rather doing things. Rabbi Yinu Yaina's commentary, he says, "Nullify your will before your will. Nullify the will of Hashem so that Hashem will nullify ours." What does that mean? And then do not separate yourself from the community. At the time when the community is involved with Limud HaTorah and his mitzvot, in the crown of all the worlds and the glory of all his domain, as with many people that are gathered to fulfill his commandment, it is nothing to separate. And there is a king in Yisharon with the gathering, with the community that goes to good, but it is not setting to attach one to a community that leans to the bad path. When Yirmiyahu was yelling at everyone, "Go away from Menashe, go away from the evildoers," that's when you separate. But other than that, you don't separate yourself from the community. If your community is doing good, don't separate. Right now, to the Bichil Hashem, that people are making private minyanim, when the Rabbanim said not to, don't separate yourself from your community. If the Rabbanim in your community said not to make minyanim, don't make the minyanim, because it turns into Chil Hashem. Have a wonderful day. Stay safe, stay